So right now, as Morning Becomes Eclectic continues, we welcome Kate Walsh to our studios. First time on the radio in Los Angeles. First time in Los Angeles, I do believe. Welcome. Good to meet you.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And for being so prompt.
We're more than prompt.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about this album, obviously what you've been up to. I don't even know where we got it from originally. I don't know if you mailed it to us yourself.
No, I have no idea.
It showed up in our listening pile a few months ago, and then we did a little research and found out some more about you. So your first show is in L.A. this week. We can talk about that, talk about the album and the interesting take that your career has taken in yeah. recent months. But first up, we'll listen to a set. Kate Walsh is joining us live on Morning Becomes Eclectic.
Okay. This first song is called Fireworks. It's about a night on November the 5th every year where we go out and celebrate the day we discovered Guy Fawkes and his little clan were going to burn down the Houses of Parliament, and I wrote this on November the 5th last year. It's that time of year again. Think I'll stay in tonight. My dogs are barking, shaking, scared. We don't like fireworks in this house. Shoot and sparkle. It reminds me of a time I've often clung to. And when I see the Catherine wheel turn, it only leaves me with heart. Of November, it's the 5th, and these fireworks make me blue. 'Cause it's the 5th of November, it's the 5th of November, it's the 5th, and I'm remembering. This next song is going to be the single in the UK. I think it's coming out 30th of July there. It's called Don't Break My Heart.
Don't
Won't you be saying that I'm lucky? And don't you know, no, don't you dare say it's okay. Don't come around being happy. And don't you be crying without me. Cause I'll fall again if I see your face again, my love. And I've done all my crying for your love. Again, you'll break my heart again. So don't you go rolling them blue eyes, and don't you go pissing on my down to the bed where we lay, and down to the park where we saved ourselves. I cannot be in matrimony with a dream of her, like on the silver screens, my love. This next song is another one off the album Tim's House. When we finished recording that day, it started to rain outside in the evening, so we stuck the microphone out the window and recorded 3.5 minutes of raining, and the seagulls started to caw and everything, so it really worked out lovely. It's called Is This It?
Every step of the way.
this it? My last song for a minute. It's a song I wrote about a French boy that I met at one of my gigs in Brighton when I just moved there. And yeah, so this is an ode to French men with nice accents. It's called French Song.
La da da.
Morning Becomes Eclectic, it's KCRW. Our guest in studio is Kate Walsh. Again, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Now, I'm just trying to remember when we got a copy of this CD. It's a self-released album, right?
Yes, on Blueberry Pie.
Blueberry Pie is your label.
Yeah.
Created to release this album.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, obviously, you're from the UK. Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Essex originally, but I live in Brighton now. I've been there for 2 years.
And Brighton, a big college town?
Yeah, it's two universities, and about 3 or 4 years ago, they opened a really cool music college there, so it's brought so much creativity into the city. It's great.
We've actually had a couple of bands on here in recent weeks. It's surprising me. I think nobody from Brighton for 7 years, and then three artists in like the last 3 weeks or something.
Oh, wow. Who else have you had?
Well, we had Fujiya and Miyagi here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Who are not from Japan, obviously. They're from Brighton. And then who do we have here? The Electric Soft Parade guys were here just about 2 weeks ago.
So
obviously a great place to live. Very creative place.
It's wonderful.
Big music scene. Mm-hmm. When did you start writing your own music?
I started writing my music when I was about 14, maybe. I was a classical pianist and I heard Tori Amos and wanted to be like her, so.
Interesting, but you actually sound completely different.
Yeah, well, when you're 14 and you're just discovering that writing music's what you do, you're gonna emulate the artist that, you know, you love, and it takes time to get your own sound and become your own artist.
Of course, and you were a pianist at the time. I'm presuming you still do play piano, but you play guitar on these songs.
Yeah, I find it a lot easier to write songs on guitar just because of the classical training with piano. I've got all these set rules in my head, and it's hard to just, you know, I haven't got a clue what I'm doing on a guitar, so I just kind of fumble my way through, and if it sounds nice, I'll use it.
Okay, fair enough. Who else were inspired you? You mentioned Tori Amos. Who else?
Originally, the Cranberries. I remember when I heard their album, No Need to Argue, and I just fell in love with Dolores O'Riordan's voice and the angst of the guitar. Not that I ever took the angst part on. I wish I had sometimes, but
plenty of time.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Anybody else?
Early days, Jeff Buckley, definitely, and a lot of classical. I mean, Debussy, I think, is I can really hear Debussy in my melodies and things, so I guess he's a big influence.
So tell us about this record. As we said, it was self-recorded, pretty much self-released, and I guess we got it in February. It says here February 15th. We got a copy of this in the mail from somebody, and then I did a little history research and sort of wanted to find out a little bit about you. And I found out this whole thing about iTunes in the UK, where your track became the number one song on iTunes in the UK. Tell us about recording the album. You've recorded it in Tim's house, right?
Yeah, Tim lives just around the corner from me in Brighton, and I had a load of songs, and I wanted to make another album. I wanted to do it myself, retain complete creative control, and I met Tim, who happened to be a lovely producer, and we just had the same vision. So I'd just pop round the corner every few days, record some songs, and get our friends to come and play the accordion and drums and things. And
how did you get the word out once you'd done it?
iTunes was a massive break for us. I mean, we sent it out as much as we could. I mean, digitally is a great way to do it if you're an independent artist, because you don't have the funds of a major label backing you to get it out there into the public. So, you know, digitally it's free, basically. There's no manufacturing costs. And we were lucky that the guys at iTunes really, really embraced the record and gave me Single of the Week, and then everybody bought the album.
Which is wonderful.
Mm.
Now, over in the States, it was available on iTunes for a while, and the irony is that, you know, they sort of helped launch you, and I do believe you're doing a session for iTunes while you're in the States as well, is that right?
Yeah, in San Francisco on Saturday, I believe.
But right now, for some weird technical reason or some weird administrative reason, the album's not available in the States on iTunes.
Not at the very moment. It's just a glitch. We're working on it, but it will be up there soon, so please keep an eye on it. But you can get it from Amazon and some stores out here, I believe.
Okay, so right now, though, you're in town doing your first show in LA. It's going to be at the Hotel Cafe on Thursday night.
Uh-huh.
Great place. I think you're going to have a good time there.
I'm looking forward to it.
And we're going to throw it back to you for our second part of the session. We'll come back and we'll give away some copies of the CD, because we've got some, and we'll also give some tickets to the show as well. We've got about 13 minutes left, so let's keep an eye on the time here so we can squeeze in the giveaway at the end.
Okay.
And I'll throw it back to you. Kate Walsh is our guest on Morning Becomes Eclectic.
Thank you very much. Okay, so this song is a new one, actually. I wrote it a few weeks ago. It's called Light and Dark. Do you hear the words I mumble? Do you care if I should stumble? Do you curse the day I met you? Because I left you, but I won't forget you. Could it be that I have faltered? I remember why I altered. I left you for another man, and he doesn't deserve me. I know this inside, but he holds my heart between light and dark. And I wish it was you. Yes, I wish it was you. This is another one off the record. I wrote it while we were recording, actually. It's called Tonight.
Other will hide tonight.
jump inside you tonight, and it's other will hide tonight. We'll leave our troubles behind tonight. We'll be whoever we like tonight. Be this affair just breaks me. And why should I care about you when you don't care? No, you don't care if I love you. Okay, so I'll just do one more quick one. This is called Your Song. It's the first song on the album. Haven't you heard? I'm stuck on a verse. I'm stuck on a boy who fills me with joy. I knew I was wrong to jump straight on into this picture. So pretty, but he is so pretty to me. Just how far I would go just to kiss him. He doesn't know how I pine. So I'll make a whirlpool and watch it. Haven't you heard? I fall head first, and he loves me so. We're two in a row. Just look in his eyes, they're blue as the skies. Our picture's so pretty, 'cause he is so pretty. Love make magic. what I make with him. And haven't you heard? I'm stuck on a verse. I'm stuck on a boy who fills me with joy. I knew I was wrong to jump straight on into this picture. So pretty, but he is so pretty to me.
Morning Becomes Eclectic, our guest in studio, Kate Walsh. Thanks so much for coming in and playing for us and making your radio debut in the States right here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Good to meet you. And the show in LA is at the Hotel Cafe on Thursday. Now, we have a lot of people listening online in New York City as well, and I know you're doing a couple of things there. Is that next week?
Yeah, that's Monday and Tuesday at the Living Room, I believe.
We'll send some people down there as well. So thanks again.
Lovely. Thank you.